Where did the road go? Off-road edition.
So we're back with Mr. Eric Witowski.
Yes.
And you said that you actually had a second paranormal story you didn't tell me last time.
Yeah, it's not quite as good as the other one, I don't think. But it was just, there was late this one night up in, when I was living up in the Adirondacks, where my friend was like, hey, let's grab the dogs and go up to this campsite that's on this lake, pond, and I forgot the name of it, but it's outside the village of Parrishville. This place, camped there a lot of times. It's like this place where you got to drive back through the woods a couple miles, and it's like a rutted road, so you got to go real slow, and it takes a while. But then you get out there, and it's like, it's almost like a state campground. It's got all these drive-up sites going around the side of the lake, but it's not really maintained, and there's no, like, ranger station, and you don't have to pay. It was always just free. So there was, like, this one night where, like, we had no good reason to go up there other than we just, like, camping. And it was kind of late. Sun was already going down. So by the time we got back through the woods and we got there, it was also kind of late in the season. It was colder. There was nobody at this campground, so it was just us. So we pulled up and we just went to the first site that's right there when you came off of the rutted road. We left the beams of the car on the campsite while we set up the tent. I think we drank a couple beers and then like we just went to bed. So while I was sleeping, I had this really weird nightmare where I was in a house. I was in a building. And I knew that in the house there was like this evil presence that was like in the attic, and me and some people had moved in, and then I started from going up to the second floor and just sensing this thing that was in the attic. I started telling people, I was like, we gotta get out of here. Actually, we gotta leave. Somehow in the dream, I just knew that there was like this like elderly woman, weird, like whatever. Anyways, like we're down on the first floor, and I start seeing this woman. She's wearing like a white slip, and I start seeing her legs coming down the staircase, but because of the way the walls and everything, you just see her legs coming down. So, long story short, we're trying to move a bunch of stuff out. At one point, I turned around to go back in the house, and she was moving very slowly down the stairs. I only ever saw her legs. I turned around, and she was like right here, right? Now, I didn't see her eyes. I just saw like her mouth and like her nose, and she just kind of breathed on me. She just kind of like that. And I woke up, and I was like, ooh, like, wow, that was, you know, whatever. It's a dream. The dogs were kind of restless. I ended up trying to go back to sleep. It wasn't really working. And then my friend woke up and she was like, do you want to like pack up and get out of here? And it didn't really need to be said. I don't know. It was just kind of, something was weird and the dogs were really being weird. So we packed up and we left, and like, we ended up talking about it the next day, and we had like a vaguely kind of similar dream. So whatever. But we ended up looking into, some of the history of the campsite, and right there was this old foundation of a building right next to where we camped, and apparently it used to be like a Boy Scout camp or something like that. And years ago there was a fire where like a camper died, a bunch of kids died, like an adult died or whatever, and so we kind of like chalked it up to like, you know, crazy, whatever. Anyways, that woman started like just like did all my dreams like all the time. I dreamt about her for years. In the dream, like I started acquiring more and more like kind of like mental capacity to try to control the dream a little bit, or kind of be present in the dream, but I could never get to the point where like I could see her face. Like I always just saw her mouth, like I mean, this went on for years, and then I guess there's not really anything supernatural necessarily about this, but there was a period of time where I was really working hard trying to control my dreams, and like reading about it and writing everything down that I was having when I was like sleeping and dreaming and stuff like that. And I had this other crazy dream, which is a whole other story, but like the dream ended with this priest telling me that this other recurring dream that I had, he referred to it as a demon, and he said this demon no longer has any power over you. And I never had that recurring dream again, and I stopped dreaming about the old woman.
Didn't you say that well, your friend, though, also from that point on had recurring dreams about that elderly woman as well?
Yes, she continued to dream about the lady, but I also lost contact with that person, so I don't really know if...
Now, this wasn't the same person from the other incident?
No.
Okay.
It's a different person. Yeah, that's it.
Interesting. Thanks.
Yeah.
You have been listening to Where Did the Road Go? This show is made possible in part from our Patreons, and we thank you and everyone listening for helping us continue this exploration of the strange. You can always find everything Where Did the Road Go related at www.wheredidtheroadgo.com. And thank you so much for your support.